Okay, say, Lord Jesus, we're going forward with you. We're commemorating your birth, but we're facing death. And we're going to recognize that all things work together for good, and there are no accidents with you. And we're going to realize that as we mature, the cloud of witnesses are watching and gaining. Hebrews 11, it says, by faith, and it goes on, by faith, by faith, by faith, all the different individuals. And then you get to the point of verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. These that are, you know, sacrifice their life rather than deny the Lord. That's what you're talking about. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. And they're doing that now in China.
Yes.
Okay? There are men and women in different parts of the world that if they say we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we're dead meat. Okay? We have restrictions. We can't even do what we think we should or would like to do. But what they're living through is nothing compared to us.
Yeah, I understand that some people being thrown out of their apartments just because that's where they are.
Yeah.
And have nothing, yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Okay, so they're being thrown out, but then they got to survive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it says now, verse 39, they were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. I mean, you know, the list of these people that did not receive what they were promised. It says, God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Only together with us would they be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. So let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Say ouch.
Ouch.
See, recognizing that what you and I go through, the hardships that we're in, has an effect on that cloud of witnesses. As we gain in our obedience, as we go forward in our obedience, they will receive what we have received, and they'll be receiving the grace and the favor of God as they go forward and as we go forward. They're doing this with us. We're not alone in this walk with God. It's
so,
okay, sweetheart.
And the dream that Dutch Sheets recounted today, he saw, the person who had the dream saw George Washington hand
yes.
quill pen
yes.
to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because that's what he was saying.
Stone
but
walls.
without you, this isn't going to go anywhere. We did what we did,
yeah.
but you need this.
You need to carry the next level.
Correct.
Because the ultimate purpose of the Lord for our nation is at stake.
Correct.
Okay? And when we see this in this Christmas season, you know, I don't know exactly what he's planning to do in the next few days, but I'm ready for whatever he wants to download. Mm-hmm. Okay? But what I want you to do right now is I want you to put your right hand over your heart. And say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I am realizing.
I am realizing.
That I've never been alone.
That I've never been alone.
And I never will be alone.
And I never will be alone.
And I am surrounded.
And I am surrounded.
But those who loved me.
By those who loved me.
And those that I loved.
And those that I loved.
And I can commemorate.
And I can commemorate.
That when Mary and Joseph.
That when Mary and Joseph.
Went to dedicate the baby.
Went to dedicate the baby.
They learned about the baby.
They learned about the baby.
Things that they could have never known.
Things that they could have never known.
Two elders in the temple area.
Two elders in the temple area.
Gave words of knowledge.
Gave words of knowledge.
And prophetic words.
And prophetic words.
That prepared their hearts.
That prepared their hearts.
For what was ahead.
For what was ahead.
Even though. There was a moment.
There was a moment.
For these two,
even being very elderly,
would be imparting into the next generation, and into that baby Jesus, a word that would really speak of his future, and it would record in his spirit, as part of the book.
As part of the book
that my father had written for him.
That my father had written for him.
And for Mary and Joseph as well.
And for Mary and Joseph as well.
So they grew and matured.
So they grew and matured.
That very day.
That very day.
That very day.
You know, like I said, it's a mixed bag with Christmas. It's not an easy season because you want to have everything perfect for Christmas. Everybody does. But perfect isn't always attainable. And truthfully, you know, sometimes we go into the pits, I call them. And my wife's girlfriend used to call that, I'm in the pits today. And I'd say, oh, come on, Louise. You can't afford the pits. That's horrible. And she'd say, well, what else do you want me to call it? And, you know, she loved the Lord with all her heart. And I can remember, you know, when she was ready to go home. And her sister called and I went to the hospital with my wife. And we anointed her, and the Holy Spirit got a hold of my mouth, and I don't remember what came out. What's important is I did what God had intended. Her sister said to me a few days after, because she did go home that night, where did you get such knowledge? And I looked at her, and I said, it's not my knowledge. It is God unloading things in me that are stored in there by him for the purpose of what you and I are facing today. So there are times that you're going to release things like you did today. You're doing the same thing today. You're going forward by choice, just literally putting one foot in front of the other. We had a phone call from Linda or a message from Linda. Her challenges seem to be getting more difficult. But God is still there. And we can declare the truth ahead. And for you and the season that you're in, Holy Spirit's going to take you through. Mm-hmm. And healing is going to manifest. And for you, young lady, the same is applying. You're not going to be the same when you get through this holiday. Because Holy Spirit is, you know, he is so delicate in the way he works with us. And when I say delicate, I don't mean that he can't be bold and very powerful in his, you know, pushing us to go further. But I think, you know, the ultimate is those that are on the other side, there's a purpose of why they're on the other side ahead of us. But now you and I have also the purpose of being faithful to what God calls us to do so that they will mature as well as we. It's not just me, myself, and I. It's they and us together.
No, I never said that.
Pastor, is this an explanation of why Susan had said to me that Mary Jo's ceiling is now my floor?
Your, yes. Mm-hmm. I heard
it's
the
like
same.
I'm getting it now, I think.
Yeah, well, it's because where she stopped, she couldn't go any further, okay? But you're walking the next level that she couldn't walk here, but you're going to help her on that next level as you go up. She goes up with you, okay? Yep. And my old pastor, the assistant pastor, when my father was real bad, I told you guys, I had brought a picture and I gave it to Roby. And he kind of, you know, oh, everything's going to be fine, Kim. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't accepting everything's going to be fine. That's my father that you're holding with. You don't know it, but I know it. And so I looked at him and I said, Roby, it's me you're talking to. In other words, like, you're not going to brush me off. Mm-hmm. Well, he says, you know, he says, this person is close to you, right? I said, very close. And he was my half-brother, but he was also my dad. He said, he's going to do more for you on the other side than you could ever have received on this side. So let him go. So now that turns it to the other area. What they are able to do on the other side for us in prep work. I send my angels before you. I send my angels before you to prepare the way. See, we have this skinny mindset that what they are doing is releasing something that we could never taste any other way. They're already doing a work. So I'm getting a flashback because my father had one godchild that was very special to him. And his name was Guy. He was maybe 6 years younger than me, guessing, 5 or 6 years younger than me. And he had a very rough childhood. His father was doing much too much drinking. And my father's sister, who was also my half-sister, was, let's say, able to survive the alcohol, but it was a rough walk with this guy that she loved. So both my dad went home to be with the Lord, his sister went home to be with the Lord, and her husband, my uncle, I called him my uncle, also went home with the Lord. So fast forward, my father's on the other realm for about, I would say, 4 years, 3 years. And Mom and I are up in Canada. We're visiting her family and my family. I'm with my brother, and Mom is staying with her sister. So we get an invitation. My brother says, would you like to go to a full gospel dinner tonight? And a Saturday night. So it must have been Friday or whatever. I said, well, we don't have reservations. He said, well, a phone call can take care of that. I said, well, I think maybe Mom would like to go. And, you know, her sisters are not going to be involved with the full gospel, but Mom would like to go. So he says, well, call her. So I called her, and she said, oh, yes, I'd love to go. So we went with Nicole's mother, my mother, and the three of us. So we were five in a car. We go to the full gospel bit. And I had a nudge to call Guy, my father's godson, because I knew he had just gone through a divorce. And there was two or three children. So we have a big, beautiful banquet. Nice speaker. A young man from Alaska gave an incredible testimony. And I've got my cousin next to me listening to all this. So I don't say anything, but I'm praying that he will go and receive prayer. That's my, you know, my hidden agenda. And so I'm standing in line because he doesn't want to go by himself. He says, "You pray for me." I said, "No. I know everything about you. I want somebody that doesn't know anything about you to have a download." But he's never been to anything like this, so he's really thinking I'm off the wall. But that's beside the point. So after the dinner, blah, blah, blah. Now the prayer line is there, and there's probably, I don't know, 300 and 400 people. And, of course, the line is pretty big, so I stand behind him. And as I stand behind him, I just told him, I said, "Just lift your hands when they come, and they will anoint you with oil." So he was ready for that. So, "Don't leave me," he said. "I'm not planning on leaving you. I'm going to be right here." So I'm just got my hand on his back very gently, and I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. And as I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, I get this whiff of my father's cologne. And I thought I was going to pass out. I literally, you know, I felt all my energy just literally leave. My legs felt like rubber. And I thought, "Oh my God, Dad's here. Oh my God, Dad's here." And now the tears are flowing, and this guy's not being prayed for yet. And I'm barely able to, you know, to stand. Because this was his favorite godchild. They were very close. So he receives prayer. We go back to sit. My mother says to me, she nudges me. She says, "Your dad's here." And so she's got tears rolling down her cheeks. I said, "I know. Don't talk about it, because I'm just ready to burst. And it's not a time to do that. You know, you've got to be..."
"Is anyone looking?"
Yeah. "Is anyone..." So after, you know, I know the Lord touched him. I know that it was, and the love flow between us was so sweet. He accepted the Lord. But my mother and I, on the way home, we're in the car, and we're both crying because we knew we had a visitation. Because I said, "How did you know it was Dad?" She says, "It was his cologne." I said, "Yes." Now, I was where the lamp is back there, and she was here at the table. And, you know, he was having a party with both of us. So God prepared, okay? God prepared with what he wanted. I could have never conceived that he would do that, but he did. So, again, "These were all commended for their faith. Yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect." And it's part of the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ, the corporate body of Christ, the ecclesia. The ones that are on the other side are with us.
Whether it's our family or an acquaintance.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Those that are connected to you, because you can have a real friend that is closer than any family member that is tied to your heart. And it's going to be what it is. And so again, looking forward to Christmas, it's a time of remembering, not just his birth, but his resurrection. It's all coordinated. When he was dedicated at the temple, what did they talk about? "Oh, young lady, someday you're going to have a hole in your heart from being pierced." Do you think she wanted that news at 14 or 15, no. whatever she was? No. You know? She's holding the precious gift that God gave her, and here comes this advertisement. Oh, but you're going to have a hole in your heart down the road. Planned by God. See, we want a plan by God that everything is going to be sweet and peaches and roses. But I've got news for you. Doesn't work that way. There are moments that are really hell to walk through. And there are spaces where you wonder if you're sane enough to survive it. I should have heard.
Amen. Yeah.
Because again, you know, where are we walking? We're walking in this earth with a gold standard of being like the Lord. We're to be developed as he was developed. Not too long ago, I was questioning the Lord. I'm very nosy with him because I'm sure he knows me when I'm coming up to him. Oh, here he goes again. And please don't ever stop being nosy, okay? It's not that you want to be critical. It's just you need to be aware. And I said to the Lord, you know, some of these things that have happened, some of the circumstances that go forward, we'd like answer to them. And he said, when are you going to learn to, I am in control. I am doing what I'm supposed to do. Your expectations are fine, but they're expectations. They're not always my plan. You know, we spoke about your little granddaughter today mm-hmm. and the challenge ahead of her. But why is she going through this? Because there's an ultimate plan. Mm. Amen? And God's going to do something for her down the road. Mm-hmm. Something awesome. Because she will have had life experiences way beyond what most young women of her age have been able to carry. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what she'll learn from her mistakes are awesome. If you look at this group of people that, you know, are talked about, verse 31, by faith the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. So, you know, don't pick on somebody else's lifestyle as hopeless. See? Don't cast that first stone.
I told my oldest granddaughter, she said, well, I'll just go over and get her and bring her over Christmas Day. And I said, I don't need to do that. I said, leave her be.
Yeah.
I said, if she doesn't want to be here, if she just can't handle being with the family,
yeah.
let her alone.
Yes. She's and give her that quiet time so she can reflect.
She's got to go through this whatever way, but our interfering is not good.
See, that's the control factor of many families.
Yeah.
They want to help.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is they're hindering.
Yeah, getting in the way.
And sometimes those quiet moments can do more for you than if you're crowded along with some other people who have the great intentions. But in reality, you just want to just reflect.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. In him will I trust. Praise the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you and I praise you as we go forth in this Christmas season, that it will be a challenge, but we're not alone. We're surrounded by that cloud of witnesses, and we will be recipients of the adjustments that need to be done as we go forth in obedience. And at the same time, Father, let there be an awareness in that cloud of witnesses that this season is not going to be erasing them from our hearts, which is the escape pattern, but to bring them into our hearts and welcome them into our celebration of a Christmas celebration that is Jesus in us. Not Jesus with us, Jesus in us, the hope of glory.
Yesterday when I went to the dentist, I had this shirt on, and I was expecting to get the...